Hey guys, what's up? It's Sarah Kate, and this is the fourth episode on my new series, Summer Trends. So far, we've done one on fashion trends, what to do when you're bored, and trendy foods for the summer, so go check those out after I'm done with this podcast. This podcast is going to be on DIY everything, so I'll go through some fun things you can DIY, which means do it yourself during the summer, and things that will be very helpful during the summer. So the first one is an outdoor movie screen. And you can make this at your house in your backyard. So basically you just take a blank sheet, like a white bed sheet, and then you can hang it up or like put it against like a wall or hang it from a tree. And then you can either like buy a like small projector that if you have somewhere to plug it in outside, or you can make one yourself with your phone, some cardboard and some glass. And that's a really fun thing to do with friends or if like a birthday party or just a summer party. You can grab some blankets and bean bags and cuddle up outside and then just watch a fun movie. And the next one would be a DIY indoor blanket fort. So I used to do this all the time when I was a kid. I would just get different sheets and blankets around the house and then either tape them up or prop them up on different things. And I would like to do it around my TV, so my TV will be under the fort. And then like you can like say like, girls, how I would do is like, after I would do it, it'd be like no boys allowed. So just me and my sister and our friends would hang out and my dad wouldn't be allowed in it. And we would just like set up the TV and get some popcorn, and or sometimes we'd even sleep under, and it's really fun and also like a good thing to do if you're bored. And the next one is DIY smoothies and juices. So I've talked about these in some of my other podcasts because I'm like kind of obsessed with smoothies during the summer. And so basically you can just choose like what I like to do for a smoothie is like orange juice and then like pineapple, mango, strawberries, and I mix it up every time. And then they're also super refreshing for outside because it's really hot where I live. It might not be hot where you live, but it's a fun thing to do and it's really refreshing and just like a really summery thing. And the next one is a DIY beach cover-up. So you can make a beach cover-up out of like so many different things. You can make it out of just like a blank sheet if you have a sewing machine, that's super easy to make it, or you can hand sew it with just a needle and some thread. And you can also make it with like beach towels. I know a lot of people have like the special beach towels that wrap around your body and like Velcro, so it dries you off but also like keeps you covered, and it's cute and it's like affordable. Or you can make it out of like oversized t-shirts, and you can just cut it in different ways that you would like, or stitch it up somewhere, or you can just leave it blank and just wear a t-shirt on the beach. And the final one is a DIY beach bag. So either you can make your own tote bag, which I've made before, and you just get like a blanket or a sheet or something, and you stitch it on the bottom and then flip it inside out and cut little handles, and then you can put like glitter on it or draw on it with markers or just glue different things onto it. Or you can just buy like a blank bag, just an all white bag, and color on it or design it however you want. So that's all we have for DIY everything. Make sure to check out my other podcasts and look for upcoming podcasts.